right, welcome back, babies. You're listening to the Freshman Experience with Sid, season two, part two. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And I have a very special guest today, Miss Sammy, and she's joining us from home all the way in
Kirkville, New York.
Awesome. All right, so what's your major?
I am a childhood education major concentrating in earth science.
Awesome. And you have a favorite activity on campus?
Definitely my favorite activity is watching the sunset, because I'm a first year student, so I've never really seen the sunset over the lake, and I really love watching it at night.
It's beautiful. Oh my goodness. Yes. And your social medias, give us those.
Oh yes. So Instagram _ Sammy Stone. And I got a little bit of a following on TikTok, so go check that out at Samantha.stone.
Awesome. All right, let's get into some icebreakers. So get to know a little bit more about you. What is the worst job you've ever had?
Oh gosh, definitely working at Kohl's. I can't even remember who my manager was, because I worked there during the seasonal time, so it was so hectic. And
yeah. Goodness. Yeah, I worked at a laundromat when I was 14. That worst job. I sweat so much. Like, it was awful. I hated it. That was my worst job. Yeah, no, I don't recommend it. All right. Next one. Tell us what you're watching right now. Any streaming service? Just put us on.
Ooh, definitely Netflix. I've been obsessed with Supernatural. I just got to season 6 of it, and my boyfriend has watched it 7 times. So I'm trying to catch up so we can get the interlingo of the show.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. I'm obsessed with The Bachelor right now. And that's on Hulu, and I watch it. So it's actually on right now, I think, on like ABC. But yeah. I have like a smart TV in here. So my roommate and I just watch it the day after. So we'll be watching it tomorrow. I think it's supposed to be a virtual day too. That's what I'm hearing. I know that doesn't matter for you at home, but, yeah. But here, it's a big deal. Don't have to walk around campus.
Yeah, this smells bad.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So, final one. Tell us something we don't know about you.
Ooh. Something that you don't know about me is I am very music-oriented, so I go to 32 concerts a year. Local concerts here around Syracuse, Lost Horizon, the Westcott Theater, Lakeview Amphitheater, and I have a bunch of cousins who are like insecurity, so I get like right up front row to all this stuff. I love it.
So cool. Oh my gosh. I have not been to it. Well, I went to one concert my sophomore year. It was Reba McEntire. Yes. I went with my friend who's a big Reba fan, and he got them for Christmas and he invited me. It was in Connecticut. It was awesome. But that's the only concert I've been to. But up by me, we have SPAC. Yeah. And that's I haven't been there, but like all my friends go. It's just a big thing. But something my listeners might not know about me is my favorite snack is Fruit Gushers, but that's not as cool as yours. But all right. So into my topics to talk about today. So, all right. So like you mentioned before, you have a bit of a following on TikTok.
I do.
I follow you. Yes, I know. I saw you on the Facebook page, I believe. And then on TikTok, and I was like, oh my God, this girl's going to like the same school as me. Like, heck yeah, I'm going to follow her. And I just, so your biggest platform is obviously TikTok, right? And from TikTok, you kind of gained on Instagram.
Yes.
And Snapchat, I'm assuming, because I'm subscribed to your Snapchat. I don't think we're friends, but, and I think that happens. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that.
Yes.
So how would you describe your content on TikTok?
So most of my content, I just post random stuff. I am starting to get really big into the whole positivity of the app, because we have so many negative things going around the world right now, trying to spread some positivity. So like body confidence, dealing with bullying, all that different stuff. I'm trying to work towards moving my content from like my sign language videos and random trends to whole positivity aspect.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's awesome. Yeah. So how often do you post, or at least try to?
Recently I've been posting about once a day, with 210,000 followers. If I go on active for a couple of days, I get messages asking if I'm still alive. So I tend to post almost every day.
My goodness. I have TikTok too. And I post like fun things, like just like random, like challenges and stuff. I don't dance. I just do like stupid stuff. Yeah, like, no, yeah. I don't. but yeah. But like, obviously I haven't posted in like weeks, but nobody seems that concerned about me. So it's fine. It's cool. So can you tell me a little bit how you manage school, health, and your social medias all together?
Yeah, so school is definitely my number one priority. I always make sure I get my schoolwork done first, and then I'll check my social media, go post on that if I have extra time. Some days I might not post because of school and the homework load, but it's kind of balanced. It's getting there.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you did mention how you're trying to focus now on like the positivity and stuff like that. So have you dealt personally with any bullying on social media since gaining popularity?
Absolutely. So when I first started the app, it was actually Musical.ly, because I started back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And throughout school, everyone's like, you're never going to go anywhere in life with TikTok. You're not going to go anywhere. So I kind of just kept posting, just pushed straight through it. And here we are 5 years later with this amount of followers. And now I've been accepted to get paid by different companies to post. And
yeah, sponsorships. That's awesome. That's so cool. I love that. Yes. So when you're overwhelmed with everything, like, you know, having to post and school and having assignments due, what's something you do? Like something like you take time for yourself and you just do it. What is that?
Yeah, so I tend to listen to music. I'm very music oriented. So sometimes if I'm super stressed, I'll just have like a major dance party in my room. I'll just go full out, listen to music, and just relax. Just settle down, put everything to the side. Just lay down.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, one more thing. I just totally thought of this spot on. My interviewing skills are awesome. So do you have a big inspiration?
Ooh.
Biggest inspiration, hero? Doesn't have to be a TikToker, I guess, but it could be.
So one of my biggest inspirations is the band From Ashes to New. I actually have them tattooed on my wrist for my first tattoo. I've seen them 14 times and I've just become like best friends with the band. The whole band came about during 2014, and now they're all about positivity through their music, and they're all in charities and they're helping out the communities. And the local the singer is actually local here from Rochester, so I know him quite well.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, oh my goodness, thank you for coming on and letting me interview you.
Thank you so much.
Short, sweet interview. It was great to meet you too.
Thank you.
Yes, but before I say bye, just a quick announcement. Overall, my show right now is rebranding. It's going to be a talk show now. So last semester, the radio station on campus was closed, but it actually just reopened today. And once I am certified as a DJ, I plan on rebranding T-Fuse into a talk show. New name, new ideas, just talking, no structure, just me and my guests talking. So I would love to have you back for that. That would be so cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I you don't have to like be on campus to do it. I can, like, they have something really cool set up with good audio and stuff. Just then you can call in over Zoom, kind of like this, just better audio. But name in the works, new ideas. We're working out some kinks, but you know, everyone just follows my Instagram and just watch it for updates and other announcements. But yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So thank you for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem. So finally, a huge thanks to everyone who made Seafuse happen. And thanks to all my guests who came on and shared their freshman experience with me. As always, wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay safe.